by market around the country and around the world. This is the Daily Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, and Ken Kessler is with me. Still no Jennifer. I thought Jennifer was going to be back today. I don't know what that deal is. I'll tell you one thing that's distracting me, though, Kenny. I've got my trusty fly swatter here. Every once in a while, there's a fly that comes in here. It's not the same one. Flies only live to be 3 weeks old. You knew that, right? The average life of a fly is 3 weeks. That would have been a great question for a 2020 trivia contest. How many weeks does a fly live? It's about 3 weeks. Anyway, so you'll probably hear one of those at some point. Meanwhile, other things are going on, important things, the information that you need, piece by piece, bit by bit. The theme medically of the week, in part this week, is we have three different medical experts. Dr. Ron Hoffman will join us later in this hour. Dr. Jack Stockwell is on usually on Wednesday. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is on Thursday. And I want to talk about people who are using sleep aids, amongst other things. All right, so that'll be those of you who have to use them, not have to, but do choose to use them, may be interested in some of the information that will come forth during those conversations. A lot of other things that are going on in the world, Syria, and the conversation between Senators McCain and Graham and Mr. Obama yesterday, does that change anything? I don't think it changed anything. Kenny, what are our listeners who are responding? Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. And by the way, can we get something going there besides Syria? What else do we have that will tweaked people's interest?
On Facebook, I just posted the story you were talking about a little while ago out of Alabama about the radio station that had people concerned about aliens.
Yeah. Any comment to that yet?
Not yet. It just went up.
For the story, for those of you who are interested in knowing what the story is all about, if you're just joining us, there is a station. At this time of year, a lot of radio stations change their format. And so they often get involved in what we call in the business stunting. They'll do something. They'll play Bob Newhart comedy for 24 hours. Or they'll play, like I remember one station played War, What Good Is It, that song, for 24 hours. And so there'll usually be something that has nothing to do with whatever the station is flipping to. And so in this case, the station started sort of rumors that there were aliens coming to town to the point where they closed the school system down. What else did they do, Kenny?
What did the station do?
Go ahead. I'm going to do a little technical gizmo-wizmo for everybody. Kenny and I sound like we're in the same studio, or at least he's in his studio and I'm in my studio. But there's a little bit of a that happens sometimes, so we are able to not always hear each other as well as we'd like to. All right, having said that, you may proceed, sir.
Okay, well, nobody has commented yet on that story. It's still, the comments that we're getting are still about Syria.
And nothing else? It's all just Syria? Come on, folks.
So
you got something else going on in your life?
Syria.
Hey.
Another Ken says, if there is any involvement, it should be UN involvement. And that's if that's not done, we should stay clear.
Mm-hmm. All right. I appreciate you wanting your expressions. Have we invited you to do it? It's getting old. Meanwhile, what I'd love to have people do is think about what Diana Nyad did over the weekend, swimming for nearly 54 hours across the Florida Strait, 110-mile journey. She has been trying to do this since 1978. Her slogan, my God, do I love this, never give up. It was a favorable weekend for her. There were not a lot of poisonous jellyfish. She endured the cold temperatures, was brought to the hospital for evaluation, seems to be A-OK, 64 years old. God love her. I can't think of anything better. There's no better way to start the week than to tell a story like that. And never give up is her slogan. All of us can learn a lot from listening to that. There's a new law going into effect today in North Carolina. This law prohibits law enforcement from destroying unclaimed guns and firearms acquired through their gun buyback program. The so-called Save the Gun Law passed the legislature in the spring as the state moved to strengthen gun rights in the wake of the Newtown, Connecticut school shooting. The law requires that enforcement agencies donate, keep, or sell confiscated guns to licensed gun dealers. Guns may only be destroyed if they are damaged or missing serial numbers. In the past, North Carolina needed a judge's permission to sell or destroy guns. The move to strip judges and local police options in dealing with this was backed by the NRA. What do you think of that, folks? 888-302-3684. If I'm sort of looking at the sideline to this story. Quote, it is critical for you to contact your state rep and urge him or her to oppose any efforts to amend the law in a way that will allow any discretion by judges or law enforcement to destroy good functioning firearms. That was something that was posted in the NRA lobbying arm, and that was the part of the bill that was debated. And that was where they were. You can't destroy a gun now in South Carolina. I mean, North Carolina. I don't know that I think this is good or bad. I don't know that I thought about it, actually, because I thought these gun buyback programs were pretty all-inclusive. Once the gun got in the possession of the people who, you know, were the authority figures, then the guns were taken out of circulation. That's not the case at all. They're being resold. Is that, I don't know, how does that strike you, Kenny?
I don't know. I never really gave it a lot of thought. I knew that they took the guns, and I just figured that they got rid of them somehow.
Right.
I didn't think that they were reselling them. That I'm not sure how I feel about that either.
Yeah. 888.
Great to get the guns off the street, but if you're reselling them,
you're putting them back on the street again.
Putting them right back, yeah.
But you know what? The reality is there's so many guns that are available, manufacturers and people who are distributing them. There's plenty of guns around. So is this a big deal in terms of how many have been turned in? And I'm looking at the buyback program. There was one in Wilmington lasted 30 minutes. They ran out of money. Organizers set aside $4,000 from private donors, paying $100 for handguns, shotguns, or rifles, $200 for an assault weapon. 67 guns were collected, used up all the money. So there are these things that continue in jurisdictions around the country. What say you to this? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. I don't even know what the story is with Jennifer. I can't tell you. People say, well, you're the boss. You should know. I'm not always privy to what people do and how they have to make their arrangements. I am surprised she's not back here, and I actually am a little sad because I miss her, in fact. And I know you do, too. So, but I'm sure we'll hear her voice at some point. Just when it is remains to be seen. 888-302-3684. Every day, many of you set goals to change the way you look. Maybe you're bettering your body. Maybe you're bettering your mind. That's a good thing. Take a tip from Diana Nyad. Never give up. Love that. And that maybe is the standard for you as you try to keep your body in great shape. I got a kick out of this. Is just sort of an aside. A lot of gossip news today, and one of the stories has to do with Joan Rivers getting into some altercation verbally with Lindsay Lohan's father, Michael. Joan made a crack about Lindsay on the Fashion Police, which is their television program, and the father, Michael, shot back by saying that Joan is obsessed with needles and cutting and self-mutilation, referring also to her love of plastic surgery, obviously. Joan was told to focus on herself and leave Lindsay alone. Joan decided she'd fight back. She said, it's a little late to become a concerned parent regarding Michael and his business, his shot at her, him being protective of her, et cetera, et cetera. So she has threatened to sue him. Anyway, so that's looks. I don't want my face to ever look like Joan. Can you imagine all that work that she's had done? She thinks it's attractive, I guess. Some people do. You don't have to do that. when it comes to various things. And we've been talking about helping your teeth and helping your puffy eyes with products and your hair and that sort of thing. But this is, all of these products are natural, and you're not going to look like Joan Rivers when you're done. At the end of the day, you're not going to look like Joan Rivers. You're going to look like yourself. You're going to look better. Power Swabs is my focus at the moment. This is a breakthrough patented product. Power Swabs actually penetrates deep within your tooth enamel so that you can ultimately see the results, and they're permanent, that stain removal, and thus going back to the original whiteness. This is not something that's added to your teeth to make them look white. This is something that digs away in a natural way at the stains that are on the surface of your teeth, so you go back to your original whiteness. That's why this is so good, so cool. And the breakthrough comes in the form of a cleanser that comes from coconut oil. So that's why this is so good. It works on crowns, veneers. It's working on bonding. Teeth whitening. No tooth sensitivity. Just proof positive when you look in the mirror that your teeth look better. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 800, 855-7602. Direct from the manufacturer. Direct. That's what makes this so good. 800-865-7602. Well, what actually makes it so good is that it works. If you use my name, Doug Steffen, you'll get a free stain-out whitening quick stick. The quick stick is yours free when you call 800-865-7602. That's something you can use on the go. Right now, free shipping with Doug's name and the stain-out quick stick, plus the way to clean up your smile in 5 minutes with risk-free results. This is very cool. Power Swabs, 800-865-7602.
If you're a Shop Your Way member, you can get a coupon to save $1 per gallon of gas when you spend $50 or more on Procter & Gamble products at Kmart, like Tide, Charmin, or thousands of other products. We know you're excited. So excited that we're going to play Europop trance music so you can celebrate.
One buck on gas.
Valid 91397, participating stores only. Void where prohibited by law. Max gallon purchase limit supply. Offer and member details at kmart.com/earngasforless.
Come on, sweetie. Jump to dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with a review of Labor Day events, things that you may have had some fun doing in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for 2 adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of 4. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order 2 or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Yesterday, Labor Day, our poll yesterday about the special plans for Labor Day at DougStepan.com. 28% of you said you were going to spend the day relaxing with family and friends. Did, in fact, you do that? Let's see, 26% said it was just another work day. I thought that was a large number, Kenny. But,
yeah.
Retail open, restaurants open, that sort of thing. Let's see here. 18% of you said you would spend some of the day cooking out. 12% the poll at DougStepan.com over the weekend said, when's Labor Day? There we go. The audience is on top of things. 9% said you went shopping. 7% said going to the beach, or maybe the pool. It's interesting. There's an outlet store that's about 30 miles from me here, and I happened to be driving down there on Sunday afternoon, and the traffic was so backed up. It's off a major interstate route, and you couldn't get off on the ramps. There are 4 ramps. You couldn't get off on any of them because there was so much traffic going into this mall. I find this is one of those, most states, aren't there outlet malls in most every state in the country? Maybe 2 or 3 of them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right, I don't think we need any more music, but thank you, Evan. 888-302-3684. So what'd you do yesterday that was out of the ordinary? Anything, Kenny?
We moved, Lisa and I moved Reno back into the dorm. He's getting ready to start classes again. So.
Yeah. How far away from home is she going to college?
He about half an hour.
Right. Half an hour.
Yeah, so about half an hour with traffic.
Rather than living at home, it's better to live at the dorm.
Sure.
Yeah. I always wonder.
Some more real life experience gives him some freedom.
Mm-hmm. It's important. How old is he?
19.
So second year of college, huh?
Yeah, he's a sophomore now.
What's he specializing in?
Singing. He has an amazing singing voice.
His mother has already sung.
Yes, she does. He definitely gets that from her.
Uh-huh.
He has already gotten a job singing at a church that's not too far from school on Sundays, and he's already done some opera, too.
Good. Salt Lake City had a lot of music festivals. Speaking of singing yesterday, fireworks. I didn't know that fireworks were a part of Labor Day. 4th of July? Yeah. Why would there be fireworks on Labor Day? Why would somebody think that that was appropriate?
I heard fireworks last night, too. I didn't know that there was any particular event. But
Do you feel like this is the end of something? Do you feel like Labor Day brings you to the end of something? There's a psychological disconnect with me now that it's Labor Day. And maybe it's because the time has passed so quickly since coming back after spending the winter in California. But it just, everything has become jumble bumbled up. To me, anyway. And there, I feel like, I don't know, I don't like the way I feel, actually. I don't like the way I, there's something that happened and has happened psychologically to me when you go into the fall. My birthday is in November. Christmas, although last Christmas was a wonderful Christmas for me, hadn't had a good Christmas for a long time. It's probably my own doing because I'm not a fan of the end of the year. And then January comes around and there's a rebirth all over again, starting something new. But, you know, this stuff is all in your head. And if you can take the advice of some people who are trying to advise me, and my own advice even, is to, you know, not get yourself so wrapped up in this stuff, it doesn't really mean anything. But there is this, a psychological thing that goes on when you know the weather is going to change. I think that's something that happens anyway to many of us. But let's turn it around and make it something good. All right? Remember Diana Nyad, never give up. Man, I'm going to keep that banging away all day today. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and Rita Cosby. Coming right up.
Imagine if your brain took 5 seconds longer than everyone else's to understand something. By the time you understood the question, everyone else would already have the answer. Now imagine you're only in second grade.
And it's happening day after day, week after week, month after month.
Because almost half of all the parents who think their child has a problem learning wait a year or more before getting them help. That's a year too long.
Kids with learning disabilities are smart. They just learn differently.
Don't wait. Call 1-888-GREAT-MIND. 1-888-GR8-MIND. Or visit www.aboutld.org now. Because you can't imagine the difference it will make. A message from the Advertising Council, the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities, and this station.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Cosby. President Obama has proposed reforms of the NSA to make FISA courts more accountable and transparent. Is he striking the right balance between secrecy and privacy?
The needle of a terrorist link can be the blowing up of the World Trade Center and a total transformation in the country and the world. So I think that we have to engage in a lot of this. Look, the government is not listening to every telephone call. That's absurd. But if you call Pakistan repeatedly, you probably should assume that they might listen to that.
I do believe that the world is an extremely dangerous place. We have thwarted so many attacks, and I would err on keeping us safe. And if that means keeping data, and then in emergencies, if something happens, we can tap into it in an instant.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schrum and Rita Cosby.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yesterday was Labor Day. Kenny and I were here. Richie was here. The ladies were not. Jennifer not back today. I'm guessing tomorrow. Roberta, for those of you who are fans of hers, when she joins us later on in the morning, help yourself to the attention-grabbing, headline-viewing Doug Steffen Good Day program. The bottom line here every day, at the end of whatever it is that we're doing, I expect you to have an answer to the question, or the two words, so what? Think about, excuse me, why in the world these allergies, excuse me.
You okay?
Nah, I'm fine. It's the allergies. We have heavy weather. The heaviness in the weather, it's sort of like a mold. You can almost see the mold in the air. We've had so much rain here in the past week or so. Anyway, the question, after I talk about something, you legitimately should ask yourself, so what? All right, so let's attach that test to some of the things that you probably want to know about or might want to know more about today. Or I just am thinking there's going to be conversation about a number of these things. Kenny has to, we have to decide what we think is important for you as we discuss the issues of the day. So is the president making its case for military action important? So what if Mr. Kerry, Mr. Hagel, and other top officials appear before a Senate panel to argue for a response to the gas attack supposedly in Damascus? So what? How does that affect you? I think the so what is, how does this affect you? And in several ways, I guess it might, because you'll be paying for it. Maybe paying for it in terms of dollars and cents, but ultimately what people are concerned about is us sending troops in there and another never-ending war like we've got in Iraq and Afghanistan. And people don't want that. And if it happens, that ought to be a serious case for us thinking about some way of reorganizing our government. For me, that's what it says. That's the so what. Okay? Wow, this is quite the story. How many of you have heard about Microsoft buying Nokia's line of smartphones?
Yeah.
How many billion dollars They want to compete with Apple and Google, so they're buying the smartphones from Nokia. What do you think? This is an important step for Microsoft, Kenny?
Oh, sure. They've been looking for a way to get it. They've had a Windows phone that hasn't really done anything.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been looking for a way to get into the very lucrative smartphone market.
Yep. So I think, was it $9 billion or something? Did I see that number floating around? 7.2. Thank you, Evan. All right, so that's Microsoft. What? So how does this impact you? I guess it will if you don't have Apple and you're not using, well, Google. What does Google have for a smartphone?
Google has a Google phone.
Is it, are the Androids Google's? Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, and the Androids are all, it's a Google thing.
All right. A lot of people have been making a big deal out of the nuclear leaks still at Fukushima. Last week, there were a number of stories that were floating around, pardon the pun, and I didn't pay any attention to them because I don't feel that they affect you. Now, you can say, okay, then why are you talking so much about Syria? I think Syria does affect us. I don't know how, maybe because Tokyo is trying to get the Olympics there. Is that it? The government says it will fund an underground ice wall aimed at halting all the water from escaping. That's an interesting idea, isn't it, huh?
Yeah.
But the reason that they're going to do that is because they want the Olympics to come there. Why is Dennis Rodman back in North Korea? He says he wants to hang out some more with Kim Jong-un and have a good time, but he's not there to be a diplomat. He's not there to get that missionary out of the 15-year prison sentence. He's just there to have a good time. Right? 64-year-old Diana Nyad, first person to ever swim from Cuba to Florida without a shark cage. 177,000 meters, 110 miles, 54 hours, God love her. And
wow.
There's where the never give up comes from today. That's the so what there. So what? What a great inspiration. 64-year-old woman doing something like that? There's no such thing as age. There is. But you know what I'm saying. You can do things with your body and your mind, your spirit, and the age is not a factor. You can be whatever age you want to be and take care. You know a lot of people. I know a lot of people who are in their 40s who are done. And a lot of people are in their 60s who are just getting a good scratch on things. Yours truly included, I feel. CBS and Time Warner have made peace. The agreement ends a blackout, allows the resumption of broadcasts of CBS material to how many different homes? Millions and millions of homes. And people are still wondering, how did CBS come out on top of the ratings all the time when all these homes in these big markets like New York and L.A. were blacked out? Shows they got a pretty good programming, I guess, much anything else. Or the other, or the other people are not so hot. All right, one of the things that I want to talk about with Dr. Ron Hoffman in a moment is the new vaccines that are supposed to protect you against four strains of the flu instead of three. We're going to get to that. Plus, one of our other medical themes this week has to do with you getting good night's sleep. That information coming right up here on Good Day.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with the Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds.
Just say yes next time, and say yes to savings this Labor Day at Sears. I'll save you up to 30% off all Kenmore and Samsung appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
One appliance store helps more people find savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 8/25 to 9/8.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to Geico because you could save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. Geico's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a lifetime achievement award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to Geico. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The nation's largest lawyers organization has some words of warning for immigrants. Beware of notarios or so-called immigration consultants. A growing number of immigrants are being victimized by unscrupulous frauds, people who are not qualified to give legal advice. If you need legal help with your status in the United States, the American Bar Association recommends you seek advice from a licensed attorney, not from a notario. New York lawyer James Silkenet is president of the ABA.
In many Latin American countries, a notario is a skilled lawyer. But this isn't true in the U.S., where unethical notarios use false advertising and make promises they can't keep. They often charge a lot of money and aren't qualified to help you obtain lawful immigrant status. In fact, using a notario can permanently ruin your chances for legal status in the U.S.
To protect your family's dreams, use your common sense. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. For advice and information on how to find legitimate legal help, or if you've been a victim of notarial fraud, go to uscis.gov. I'm John Dridden.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus. 20% off Wednesdays help seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65 Plus also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65 Plus. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
17 for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's Tuesday and time for our visit with Dr. Ron Hoffman. Dr. Hoffman is here to help us understand what's going on in our bodies, not the least of which what's going on in my body, I guess in a manner of speaking. Great website, by the way, drhoffman.com. You might do yourself a favor and check out his answers to questions that you may have. I guess in terms of my question for the day today is, so what? Everything that I talk about, Ron, I want there to be a sufficient answer. So what? So I'm talking and then I can't talk. It happened about 15 minutes ago where I everything gets sort of plugged up in my throat and I cough and get what's in my throat and it goes away. So you had some theories, and this is a practical lesson, folks, because many of you are affected by, as the seasons change, the pollens that are in the air. But Ron and I were just talking off the air about some other things that may be part of this in terms of consideration, because I'm a healthy guy, and it isn't like it affects my health and well-being, but it affects how I sound, and I don't like all of that stuff kind of floating around in my body. I don't know if it is it just localized to my throat? Or what? What's your theory, Ron?
Well, you know, a couple of ways that this can happen. One is that it may come from above. You may have what's termed post-nasal drip, and that comes from the sinuses. And that's often due to allergy to certain environmental factors, dust, mold, pollen, seasonal things that are in the air. And the other possibility, though, is that it comes from below, i.e., and this is a big theory now among ear, nose, and throat doctors, is that it is reflux, that it comes from the esophagus. It's something called GERD, gastroesophageal reflux, which can sort of bathe the vocal cords in acid. And as a result, this can cause hoarseness, this can cause raspiness, and irritate the throat. So sometimes it's a bit of both. There's a component of both allergy and reflux. Food is a big factor because you know, you're an inveterate dairy farmer, and for some people, dairy is known to cause a lot of phlegm production. So, you know, unfortunately, we take a lot of people off of dairy. For me personally, that makes a difference. I tend to get more phlegm, especially when I consume wheat. So wheat and dairy are my nemeses.
Let's talk about that for a second. Wheat and grains in general. This often, when you see dog food, it says no grain. So I wonder, because I don't feed my cattle grain, people have objected to it, and I found when I stopped feeding them grain that their hoof and feet problems went away. It just, you know, people say, huh? Well, how are they related? But there's something in grains that is not good, it would appear. But I don't know how you get bread, or maybe we're not supposed to eat bread.
Well, if you look at, there are people who endorse a concept called the Paleolithic diet, mm-hmm. which is the notion that we evolved up until about 20,000 years ago, for millions of years in a certain way. There were no grains until domestication. And then fairly recently in human history, we had the agricultural revolution where we started raising plentiful foods, and that enabled civilization to develop from a few isolated bands of humans. But in turn, we may have developed certain diseases because, well, as you see with cattle, as you see with dogs, grains are not a natural for them. Cattle are grass-fed normally, mm-hmm. and grass-fed cattle tend to be healthier in terms of the gastrointestinal tracts. Dogs and other animals, they don't do that well with human table scraps. They're mostly carnivores.
So staying away from grains might be a good idea, but if you like bread or you want breads, that's impossible, because how do you have bread without grain, right?
That's true, and it poses a dilemma because, if you want to just, eat for entertainment purposes or for aesthetic purposes, that's one thing. But, for some people, that's at odds with their optimal health.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about problems that, is there a problem? What's the so what here? Certain vaccines are going to protect against four strains of the flu instead of three that are going to be used this year. What's your read on vaccines in the first place?
Well, I have to say that vaccines can be extremely beneficial and have enabled us to survive many killer diseases. So I'm not anti-vaccine, but I am concerned about the proliferation of vaccines that we give our kids and that we as adults then take in booster form, because they may have undesirable effects on our immune system. There's this thing called the hygiene hypothesis, which is the notion that we need to fight germs to have optimal immune systems. And by giving us vaccines against virtually everything out there, we may undermine the immune system and not enable it to fight its own battles, and thus we may succumb to other types of diseases, autoimmune diseases and even cancers. I'm not that enthused about the flu vaccine for some of my patients. I look at the statistics and I see that for the very patients who are most at risk, they offer the least advantage. They don't usually take in people who are very immunosuppressed or elderly, offering less support.
That's an interesting spin on that, because a lot of doctors say everybody needs to take their flu shot. I've never had one in my life, and I've never had the flu. So,
well, there you go.
But I think I have an extraordinary immune system, mostly because I'm conscious of it, but I think that my DNA also had good genes, so that is a big help. But you need to be thinking about it. You need to work at it. You need to eat the right foods or take the right supplements and that sort of stuff to keep your immune system working wonderfully well.
That's a big part of it, absolutely. And, vaccines are maybe part of the picture, but certainly not the whole ballgame.
All right, let's spend a moment on the number of people who are popping pills to go to sleep. My theme this week medically has to do with the millions and millions of Americans who are buying Lunesta and Ambien and things because they can't go to sleep. What's your recommendation to your patients who say, Dr. Hoffman, I can't get to sleep?
Well, statistics show that people who take sleeping pills have a far higher risk of dying. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that the sleeping pills are killing them. It's that people who have sleep problems are in less good health. And, you know, so this is a huge problem. And these medications provide you with a reasonable facsimile of sleep, but it's not the same. It's not the no matter what they do, they can't replicate the same perfect, harmonious, restorative sleep that people get when they fall asleep naturally. And yes, there are some, you know, natural pills. You know, you can take valerian or hops or kava or melatonin, but those too are, in a sense, artificial, yeah, and milder, less side effects. So we like to cultivate natural ways of going to sleep.
Check out drhoffman.com, folks.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Time on the Good Date program. This may be, for whatever the reason, I'm laughing at myself because I haven't had this much phlegm in my... Now that Ron Hoffman's told me about it, there's more floating around in the air somewhere. Anyway, it's Tech Talk time. All right. That's it. Take three. Tech Talk time. Shelley Palmer is here to talk about Apple's new reuse and recycle program for your old iPhone. And then we're going to have the story about these two big deals. Microsoft for $7 billion buying a new unit. And Verizon is doing a $130 billion deal to buy out Vodafone. So we'll hear info on both of those after Shelley updates us just a moment here on Good Day.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've just received the J.D. Power & Associates Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires and a 30-day price match guarantee. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends 9/30/13. Add written estimate or internet quote for identical tires from competing tire retailer or installer located within 50 miles of the dealer. Required during guarantee period for price match. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. With the launch of Apple's newest iPhones coming soon, Apple recently debuted its iPhone Reuse and Recycling Program, a trade-in program available for upgrading your old iPhone. If you've got an iPhone 3G, 3GS, 4, 4S, or 5 kicking around and you want to upgrade it, bring in your device to receive a gift card based on the condition of your screen, buttons, overall hardware quality, and more. There are a bunch of catches, though. You have to use the gift card for a new iPhone, which has to be bought during the same transaction, and it has to be activated with a contract. Reports say that trade-in values vary, but a 16-gigabyte iPhone 5 in good condition will fetch about $250, and a GSM 8-gigabyte iPhone 4 will get you about $130. Be warned, though, these prices are significantly lower than competing services. But if you want one-stop shopping for upgrading your iPhone, Apple's trade-in program is live today. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
If you have recently visited Booking.com, then you, clever sir or madam, are not on your way to buy canned peas.
Attention shoppers, this place is lame.
You are not rushing to the dentist to have your molars drilled.
Whoops.
Nor are you transporting caked-up 9-year-olds from a birthday party. No, you are on your way to a Booking incredible resort, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking. Yeah!
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop...
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the... Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the... For good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
56 past the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Kenny and I have stories about merges or takeovers or buyouts. Why don't you start, Kenny, with the Microsoft deal?
Microsoft is buying Nokia, all of their smartphone technology, their patents, their services, everything, so that they can be in a better position to take on Apple and the iPhone and Google and the Android. Microsoft has tried to get into the smartphone thing before, and there are some Windows phones out there, but they've been just a partner or just a piece of it. So this is going to give them the opportunity to call all the shots and to be a direct competitor. And should make things very interesting.
All right, here's an interesting development. Verizon agrees to spend $130 billion. That tells you how much money there is in all of this stuff. In buying out its longtime partner, Vodafone, which is a British company, they're now going to have a global reach, not that they didn't before, but can you imagine how big this company is when you talk about buying somebody out for $130 billion? You think the service was bad before. Oy, wait until this becomes a fait accompli.
Hey, there's Ryan Seacrest. Now, when NBC asked me to host the biggest game show event ever, I assumed that they were exaggerating. Then they told me it's a quiz show that runs for 1 million seconds straight, 24 hours a day, from the heart of New York City. And you can play online for a chance to get on the show in prime time, where top players can win $10 a second. That's $36,000 an hour, $864,000 a day. It's the biggest prize in game show history. So I said, I'm in. The million...
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.